The Muslim population of the United States is expected to reach 6 million in 15 years. That's more than double what it is now. And those kind of numbers spell opportunity for a new generation of Muslim entrepreneurs. From Chicago, Monique Parsons reports on the types of products and services that startups are focusing on.
It used to be that American Muslims who wanted a halal meal had to be living in a major city and know a good butcher. Want to find an eligible spouse? Get your parents involved. In the market for halal cosmetics? Good luck. Times are changing, though, and a wide variety of products is just a smartphone away. Matchmaking apps like Salam Swipe, a Muslim twist on Tinder, vegan halal soaps, and gourmet halal meals delivered fresh to your door. At a recent convention in Chicago held by the Islamic Society of North America, there were urgent talks about Syrian refugees and civil rights. There were also marketers targeting Muslim consumers. Alongside old standbys like halal chicken distributors and Islamic finance firms, startups are grabbing more of the space. Sarah Ahmed of Indiana is handing out blue plastic cups that say, "Share a home with friendly Muslims." She's a co-founder of a company called Uma Spot.
It's basically like an Airbnb for Muslims.
Uma means community in Arabic, and the startup connects Muslim homeowners to travelers booking short-term stays where it's comfortable to pray, eat halal religiously approved food, or wear a hijab. They plan to roll out a mobile app later this year.
It was actually a group of us friends just sitting together after a birthday party one day, and then we were like, hey, that would be a good idea, and then we took it and ran with it.
The American Muslim market is estimated to be close to about $100 billion.
That's Sabiha Ansari of the American Muslim Consumer Consortium, the industry group supporting Muslim entrepreneurs. She sees a familiar immigrant story here, a tech-savvy generation moving far beyond the old neighborhood and the corner stores their parents and grandparents built and relied on.
I definitely do see us following the trend of the Jewish and the Hispanic market.
Her group hosts a Shark Tank-style contest for startups. Last year's winner was LaunchGood. It does online crowdfunding for projects and business ventures with social missions. Benjamin Jones teaches entrepreneurship and emerging markets at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. He says it's all about scale.
This is a classic American story. It's the American dream at work, and when that's functioning well, it's nice to see the kinds of developments where a community can really raise itself in socioeconomic status and in other ways. And entrepreneurship, of course, is an important part of that process.
At the Chicago conference, hundreds of people are signing up for the Muslim-style Airbnb. Women in bright headscarves crowd around a booth called Soap Ethics, buying beautifully packaged herbal vegan halal soap. A line forms at Convey, a booth selling hipster t-shirts and jewelry. Jumana Elamori of South Bend, Indiana, looks a little starstruck as she hands over her credit card.
I'm actually buying a t-shirt. I've known about this brand for I think about a year and a half, or maybe just a year. I'm really excited about it. I love it. Like, I always am checking their social media to see what they have new.
The shirts feature artsy photos and sayings from Muhammad and the Sufi poet known as Rumi.
I got the rose shirt that says, "Seek everything from the source to the reflection." I'm excited to wear it. It's really awesome to see, like, Muslims doing something cool like this.
Chances are good consumers like Elamori will continue to find reasons to pull out their credit cards to buy new goods and services that speak directly to them. For NPR News, I'm Monique Parsons.